Good morning. Last week we ended off, just want to revisit a few points that that were raised at the end of the shiur last week. But we discussed the fact that although there's an isser to give schayra b'machalos, to do business b'machalos asuras, giving a gift as well is included, a present, the presumption is the present is being given with some sort of ulterior motive. You're either expecting something in return, and therefore is included in the Isra of Skaira. Nevertheless, to feed a worker, if you have poilim, if you have workers, then you have employees, that you have to provide them with meals. There are more asers. However, the Noisikalim say the minog was to be makel. This is not called doing business. This is not the equivalent of giving a gift to a stranger. This is called feeding them, just like you, if you buy treif of food to feed your pet, that's not called schayer, that's called using it. So workers that you have a responsibility to feed would be included in this as well. Based on these halachas, we said if you're hosting a holiday party, so there it is difficult to be samech on the heter of poilim, because you're not giving them food because you have an achrayas to feed them. It's essentially a gift. You're throwing a party for them. So there the yisr would apply. An Eitzah would be, and this is based on Ramah in Hilchos Yayin Nesech, that if you give money to a guy and say, go buy food for the Olam, for the boys. So as long as you don't specifically tell them, go buy this tarfus, even though you know that you'll do it, but you don't give them specific instructions. And you don't say, go buy food. You say, go buy food for them. So in that case, when this guy goes ahead and buys food for the party, he's buying it for the people who are going to be at the party. He's not buying it for you. He's not buying it for the company. In that case, it never became yours. You are not the one who's giving the gift, and that would be mutter. So you do have to. What?
You're not going to be at the party.
Correct. If you're picking it up or something, there once you're bringing it, and there's a problem with Shem Yechlenu, as long as there's no Isser Gzela, which in this case there wouldn't be an Isser Gzela, so there would be Usser. But even the absence of that, even if you're not there, we have the problem of doing schayra. That is avoided if it's not yours. You're just telling one guy, go buy it for the other guy, and even though the money is coming from you, since you give him the money in advance, that is okay. Now, there are two cases where it's mutter. The first case is where you're giving money in advance, where you give the money to the guy, and he is mezake it for the other guy. So I don't know, Chosh and Mishpadik, how Zochin works with an Akum. But it seems over here it's a halach mufreshes that in that case it is mutter. The other extreme is also okay as well. If the goy buys it for the other goyim, and you tell him, I'll pay you afterwards. So although you're makabel arvus, although you're going to pay it, you may even pay the store directly, since you're not paying him money at the time of the mekach, there we say the storekeeper is giving it to the person who's actually purchasing it, and there it's mutter. So if you tell if you either give the guy cash in advance and say, here, go buy it for the rest of the people in the office, that is okay. Alternatively, you can say, go put it on your credit card and I'll reimburse you. So as long as you're reimbursing him after the fact, after it's already purchased, even if it's before he pays his credit card bill, in that case, that would be okay. Credit card is more. I don't see how you guy can be mezaka in your credit card to other people. So I don't see how this answer would work. L'chayr, this is a case of you paying for it directly, whereas you're using your money to pay for it. In which case, you have the machlo leib marava, the bnei marava, that since you are the baal hamois, it's very possible that the moicher is being makin into the baal hamois, not to the person who's sitting there by the counter and actually picking it up. So in that case, tzarachin if you can be mekel. Erechanami, you will have two people who are achroi. In a case of a restaurant you'd rather have a heter, I think, goes the other way. Because in the case of the restaurant, if you have a salesman who decides to treat someone, a potential client, to a treif restaurant, there you have the milo that when they serve the food, at that point it wasn't being paid yet. You're essentially buying it on credit. You pay after the fact. You pay after the food is already long gone. So that is the equivalent of when the storekeeper gives the tifers to the guy, and then later on the Yisrael will reimburse him. So it might depend. If he's in a fancy, a normal restaurant where you sit down, you have your meal, and afterwards you pay, l'chayr, that's after the fact, that'll be mutter. If he's bringing it to I don't know, a Burger King or something, where you pay when you pick it up, you know, before you get your food, they already will be more chamer because at the time of the kinyan, you're actually paying for it. Now, just one other point I want to revisit from last week that we had a discussion about if you're selling pet food, which is machlos asuris. So we said over that it's mutter because the isra is only something which is oymed la'achila. Again, we had a machlokes rishayin and what oymed la'achila, whether it has to be this, you're buying it la'achila, or this is the kind of thing that is normally used la'achila. But over here, where pet food is certainly not used la'achila, even if it's clearly tray, there would be no isra of schayra, again, putting aside any isra hana. So someone was ma'ir al-chayrin is oymed la'achila. It's not, perhaps not to a person, but your dog's eating it, your pet's eating it. So I did see a tshuva that the taka, because of that, says that it's osir. Nevertheless, the Igros Moshe is meko. And he says, because what we're talking about, the isur achila here, it's not a gzeras akos of a din of achila. When we talk about oyim l'achila, we're talking about whether the way the Shach learns and the Rajba, there's a chashash, shema yavol oicha, that a person will come to go ahead and be over an isur of actually eating the macholos asuras. So over here, what? But over here, where it's not oymed l'achilas adam, dog eating it has a shame achila, it's called a meichel, it's not. Nevertheless, since there's no chashash that a person will come to eat it, there Rav Moshe l'maisa is meichel, and he says there's no problem doing schayra with macholos asuris, which oymed for an animal. Okay, so even if it's a metzias, but as we pointed out, it goes by roiv. Now, I would certainly hope roiv dog food is eaten by dogs and not by people who are desperate. So in that case, even if you will have some customers, you know, on the margins that will come in and buy it for themselves, that's certainly not what it's being sold for. That's certainly not the roiv. That's certainly not your kavana in selling it. And therefore, even if that would be true, it would be mutzer unless the economy is really bad and that becomes roiv dog food is used for people. So halacha l'maisa, it's going to be mutzer regardless. Now, one last point is that we discussed that there is an issur of schayr, there's an issur of doing business. Business is, the classic definition is you're buying low to sell high, you're going to make a profit off buying and selling the item. On the other hand, if you are just working for someone, you have a delivery service, you're just working for someone, so although there are some that aser it, based on the Mishnah and Shvias, nevertheless, the consensus of Roiv Poiskim seems to be is that that's not called Schoiro. Schoiro means you're buying, you're selling, you're making a profit. Stam, if you're delivering it and buying it on behalf of a goy, that would be okay. Wait a minute, the question is how do you buy it? You have no business buying it. If you bought it to sell it at a profit, you now have to just sell it either. Once you bought it bi'isr, you have to sell it immediately at the price that you actually paid for it. Now we'll see. In cases where it was bought beheter, and now you have it, and now you want to sell it, there you're not allowed to hold on to it and try to improve it to make more money. But there you do not have to fire sell it. If you can sell it at the fair price. If for some reason right now it can't be sold, you can wait until it can be sold at the normal price. You don't have to take a loss. However, that's when you bought it behatter. So you bought it for your workers. You go with the shita that you're allowed to feed your workers. And now your workers ate, they weren't so hungry, you have leftover. So there where it was behatter. So there, it's machlokes, but l'mayis the prechadash paskins, you can go ahead, you can sell it at a profit. And if right now no one's available to buy it, there's no demand, you can wait until the demand comes back and sell it at the normal price. On the other hand, if you bought it shaloi kedin, then you just have to sell it immediately at the price that you paid, because selling it at more is being nena or earning a profit, that would be awesome. Now the Chasam Sofer deals with a case where apparently there was a very lucrative market in selling treif of fish. Now it was a yid that had a partner who was a goy, who lived in a different country. So he gets a message from his goyish partner that send me a couple of barrels of this fish, we can make a lot of money off it. So this is a clear case of schayr mamachalas asuras. The Jew is going to buy the fish in order to have his partner, the goy, sell it at a profit. So that will be asur. Nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer says that if you can restructure the deal, where the yid is not buying the fish and then going ahead and sending it to his shutif, who's going to sell it on his behalf. If he can work it out that he is nothing more than a sirser, he's a broker, he's arranging for the local supplier to sell this fish directly to this goy who lives overseas. There the Chasam Sofer says, it's not yours, you never bought it and sold it, you're nothing more than a broker between what from one goy to the next. There the Chasam Sofer is not. However, he has a number of conditions he makes. First of all, it has to be this never comes into your possession. Because once you have access to it, we have a gezeirah of Shema Yochle. We have chashash. You have these barrels of fish, maybe you'll go ahead and you'll eat it. We are choshed, that chashash applies regardless. However, if you can structure it where it gets delivered, it gets drop-shipped directly from the supplier, it gets put directly onto the boat on behalf of the guy, where never the Jew never had access to it, there we do not have this chashash. Chassam Sofer adds that you also have to make sure that it was never in your possession, it never became yours, and it was not in your achrayus until it actually got onto the ship. Because if you pay the guy money for it, you're paying for it, at that point, mois is koina. Again, mois is not koina yisrael, we say it's only mishapara, but mois by a guy, there's a chashash that it's koina, and other achrayim bring in dina mochusadina. So if the moment you pay for it, it's yours, so then it's going to be aser, because then you're buying it and you're selling it. However, if you structure it in a way where you tell the seller that basically I'm acting on behalf of this guy, just deliver, put it onto the ship on behalf of this other guy. So in that case, A, you never had access to it, there's no chashash that you'll eat it. B, it never became yours. You were just buying it on behalf of the guy, and it never came into your rishus. There the Chassam Sofer is mekel. He does... Favor. He's making money off the deal.
The Yid
is making money off the deal, but he's getting paid. But he's making the money not because he's buying the fish low and selling it high. He's making money as a stirser for arranging this deal and for taking care of the transaction, perhaps even for advancing the money. He is charging the guy, and he's going to get chelik of the revochem or a flat fee. It doesn't seem to make a difference. Yeah, but it's never his. It's never his. And he has never access to eat it. So you don't have a chashash that he'll eat it, and you don't have him doing slayer. All he's doing is arranging a deal between two goyim, and that is perfectly okay. Now, I shouldn't say perfectly okay, the chassam is only mekel behefsim ruba, very reluctantly. It's very mistavra, the way the Rav Moshe understood the chassam sefer. The reason why he was not excited about the heter, and he did it only behefsim ruba, is there's a certain amount of haram over here. The Yid was really in the bit. He's a partner with a guy. Every time they bought something, they bought it b'shutvis, the Yisrael was buying it, and the guy was selling it on his behalf. Structuring it in a way where technically it doesn't go into his possession. Even though the deal is he's getting half the profits, and if the ship sinks, he's going to end up with covering half of the loss. So it's a harama. It's structured technically in a way that works, but nevertheless, when there's an isser and you're restructuring in a way just to avoid an isser, that is a harama. And there, the Chassam Sofer was not eager to be makel on such a case.
Can you apply this concept to buying stock in a company that sells stock? You never get it. You're a partner. You're a very minor partner.
Okay, so in theory, we only have half of the heter there. Although we'll discuss that more in a moment. And that is, it's true we have no chashash that you'll eat it. Because if you own shares in Microsoft and there's a trefa cafeteria, there's no chashash, you have no access, they're not going to go ahead and let you have a free sandwich because you're a shareholder. But the problem is that you're doing real schir. Because as a shareholder, if you are a shutif, which we can discuss, but to the extent that you're looking at yourself as a real partner, so you're actually doing business with the schir. That's also the Chassam Sofer's whole heter is based on structuring the deal where it never becomes yours. It's never yours, you're never buying, you're never selling. You're just acting as a broker. But when it's actually yours, there we should have a problem, which we'll revisit soon. Rav Moshe adds that even the Chassam Sofer that is only mako when you have no access to it, that's only because you're buying and selling. On the other hand, the delivery service Rav Moshe is mako completely because we're not choshes, you'll eat it if it does not belong to you. Okay, so now let's continue on. Let's do the next Mishnah, and we're going to come up with a Mishnah that discusses a heter, which will be very applicable to many of the shayos that we have today. Mishnah starts off by saying that lokach b'char l'mishta b'noy or the regel v'tzarech loy mutar l'machroi. That's the halacha that we just mentioned. That if you bought something b'heter and now there's left over, you're allowed to sell it. Machlokes whether it means as a profit or not. The Prichadar says it means even as a profit, since you got it b'heter. Then Mishnah says another halacha. If you have a fisherman, someone who sets traps, he's a hunter. So he sets his trap, puts it in the middle of the forest, he comes back, and lo and behold, the trap managed to catch some trefa animals. So what's the halacha? Are you allowed to sell these animals at a profit or not? So the Mishnah says, "It is damen lehem minei tamei losing his damen. It just came a tamei animal ended up in the trap. Mutar l'machron, you're allowed to sell it. The Isser is only when Bekavana you go ahead, you buy a treifa animal to sell it. When Bekavana you go ahead, you hunt down this treifa animal in order to make a few dollars. There we have an Isser Schayra. However, if you're simply set a trap, and you have no control over what comes in, a tummy animal wanders into the trap, there the Mishnah says there's nothing wrong with selling it. Yehuda says even a bigger chiddush. Not only is this true by some person who sets a trap, he says even if you go to the shuk, you go to the marketplace, you want to do business, and you come across, instead of finding any kosher things, you find something which is not kosher. So as long as it's not your omnis, it just fell upon your lap. There's this great deal that you buy it and sell it. You flip it. You make a quick buck. Yehuda says it's fine. The Isser is only if that's your omnis. You buy and sell a tray for food. However, if it's not your omnis, it just falls into your lap. There's just an opportunity to buy something tray and sell it. Yehuda says that is motor. But Chacham, Isser, and Chacham say that it's Aser. It's only when if you set your trap, something wanders in, that is Mutter. But to go ahead and buy something treif to sell it, that would be, that Chacham say would be Aser. They argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there is a Machlokes, how to understand this Mishnah. The Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that this heter of Nizdamin, of coming across something, that's only if you're a Tzayid. You're someone who's a professional hunter. Professional hunter, if you're going to tell him that every time you trap, catches something that's treif, you have to go ahead, you have to let it, you have to release it. You can't sell it. That's a big hefsid. Yerushalmi adds that hunters had to pay taxes, and simply it would be very, very difficult for them if they could not do anything with a treif animal, and therefore it is mutter. It's only mutter when you're a professional hunter, but for a regular person, it would be usur. This is the way most Paiskim will understand the Mishnah. Others, Ray Paiskim are the first way, but there are a number of Shitas that learn a little bit differently. The point is not whether you're a professional or not. The point is when you set a trap and an animal walks in, that happened on its own. There, the Chacham hold that it's mutter. However, to buy something, if you chance upon something which is trade, if you want to buy and sell it, where you're buying it and selling it, the Kavana, that according to Yehuda would be mutter, but and according to Chacham would be awesome. However, according to the Shita, if you have a trap, even though you're not a professional, anytime the treif animal wanders into your trap on its own, you didn't do anything. According to these Shitas, it would be mutter. The nafkamina is if you go fishing one afternoon and you manage to catch yourself a treif of fish. So according to Roiv Shitas, you would not be able to sell the fish. Because even though it's nizdamit, even though you didn't set out to catch the tray of a fish, that's what took the bait. Nevertheless, since you're not a tzayid, since you're not a professional, it would be awesome. So this is a machlokes. Again, halacha l'maisa shulchan aruch is only meko by a tzayid. Now, what is the makar of this heter? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that we know the halacha is mefurash pasuk, that if a person is a shaykh, shechs an animal, and the shechita doesn't work, it ends up being it's a nevela. Or for that matter, he does the shechita and the animal turns out it's a treifa. So Pasuk says, you're allowed to sell it. So since we see that a nevela and treifa, that you shecht and you realize that it's treif, you're allowed to sell it. Vaistais, the iser is only when you're lehed, you're lechadchila, doing business with a nevela and treifa. You buy something already that you know is a nevela. Buying and selling is aser. But if it's nizdam and it just ended up on its own like that, then the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the makar for this halacha, that this would be mutter. The Bach discusses the following case. People used to rent cities. Now, what does it mean to rent a city? Sounds like a very fun business, a fun line to be in. You had a king or you had a duke, the aristocrats, they used to own the land, the serfs and the peasants basically rented their space from whoever it was that owned the entire village, the entire city. Now, very often, this duke was busy running around his estate, hunting and doing whatever dukes did with their time. He couldn't be bothered with running the business affairs of his property. So what they would do is, they would find someone, a businessman, who they would rent out their entire city or village to. He would take over all of the royal assets, he'd collect the rent from the from the houses, from the livestock, and from everything that was going on, the right to sell wine. There were all sorts of businesses that were being operated and all sorts of rents that the landowner collected. And that way, this person would make a few dollars by managing it, and the Duke would have his steady income. Now, the problem was that when you rented a city, there were a lot of things going on behalf of the Tsar, on behalf of the Duke. One of which very often is that they had the royal pigs. They had their chazerim. And you had to, if you rented the city, you had to make sure they were taken care of. You had to use it to feed some of the workers. So there was an element of business being done with pigs when you're renting the city. Zok de Bach, because of this, you cannot go into the city business. Because since it involves schoyer b'mecholos asuros, since part of the package deal is dealing with these chazerim, you're doing business in b'mecholos asuros, so even though it's just a small part of the business, nevertheless, it's part of what you're doing. And therefore the Bach says the entire thing is asur. He writes very strong l'shaynos that when anyone tried doing this, we put him into chayrim. Me'olam l'rov simin brachos. People were never matzliach going ahead and doing this because they were being over the isser of schayr b'machalos asuris. This is the sheet of the Bach. The Taz is melam b'tzvos. And he says like this. If a person, let's go back to the Mishnah. Person sets a trap. He sets the trap. When you just set a trap in the middle of the forest, is there any haftacha that only kosher animals are going to wander into your trap? No. In all likelihood, some will be kosher, some won't be. But the halacha is, as long as you didn't specifically target the tameh, anything that's in this daman, if this is your pandit, your tzayid, everything in this daman is mutter. Zok de Taz, the same halacha applies in this case. When you're going ahead and renting the city, what are you doing? You're renting the city, you want the city, you want the real estate, you're not here for the couple of chazerim that they have on the side to feed the pigs, to feed the workers. That's an incidental part of the business. You're there to buy everything else. You have a problem. You can't buy one without the other. If you set traps in the middle of the forest for your tar animals, there will be tummy animals that wander in. Zok the Taz, when you have such a situation where you're kavana, you're in it for the real estate, but you can't buy it without the package, without the chazeim being thrown in, he says that is the equivalent of being of nizdamen, and he says therefore that would be mutter. Now the Bach argues, the Bach l'choira held, that bishlam by nizdamen, you set a trap. You don't know what will come in the trap. So if a tummy animal wanders into the trap, you're allowed to go ahead and sell it. Now, even though in advance you know it's likely that for that to happen, but that's out of your control, you're just setting the trap. Once after the fact that it wanders in, you can sell it. This case, l'chayr, is worse. Here you go in buying the city, you know good and well, and yet when you're renting the city, you're renting the chazerim too. So the Bach says, since you know l'charchilo, you're doing both, that's awesome. The Taz says no. Even though you know you're doing it, since it's a package deal that cannot be separated, if the Tsar tells you can rent it with the chazerim without, everyone agrees. You have to rent it without the chazerim. But in a case where you don't have a choice, you're out to rent the city, and this just gets slipped in without your choice, without your option, there the Taz says that it's mutter. Right, so according to the Taz, as long as the ikar is the other things, and you don't have the ability to separate them and say, this I want and that I don't, it gets thrown in, that is like nizamah. Just like when you set the trap, there's some kosher and some treif, Taz holds it, that would be mutter. The Gros Moshe has a chiddush. He says, even the Bach really agrees to the Taz. He says, in a case where you buy something and there's tameh thrown in, he says, everyone agrees it's nizdamen. The only reason why the Bach was machmer in the case of this city is because those chazeim, it wasn't just that you bought them, you had to raise them. You had to have workers that were feeding them, that were growing them, that were being mefatim them, fattening them up. That asik, he says, there the Bach held that asik he held was aser. However, just buying it when it's thrown in, Igros Moshe says, l'kulei alma will be mutter. Now, based on this, if a person has an investment opportunity, there's a company. He wants to invest in Microsoft. So let's assume he's a real shutif. Putting aside the discussion that we've had a number of times that when you buy shares in a public company, you buy a few shares, that might not be anything. But let's say it's a private investment. You're going to buy 10% of the company. Now the company is a tech company, but they have a cafeteria. part of their, they do buy and sell macholos asuris. So according to the Bach, since even though it's part of the whole package, and even though it's only a small part of the business, nevertheless, if there is schar being done macholos asuris, it would be asur. Moshe may was doich that, but Pashat John the Bach, it should be asur. However, according to the Taz, since over here you have no, you're not investing in the cafeteria. The main business is the tech business. And it's just, there's no way to invest in this business without also becoming a shotev in the cafeteria. So according to the Taz, this is not called doing schar of mechalas asuros, and therefore, according to the Taz, this would be mutter. Marshag, also in a similar case, is talking about investing in a bank, I think, but they also, the banks then had a bit of a side business with Chazerim. He's also Mekel. He just says you have to be very honest that it's incidental. On the other hand, if this is if it's a lucrative part of the business, if you would not invest without those profits, this heter would not apply. But when the ikar is the city, the ikar is the other business, and this is just incidental, and you cannot segregate it, there it will be mutter. Now, based on this heter, the Aruch HaShulchan takes this much further. Aruch HaShulchan was dealing with a case, a person, actually there are two cases in the place, there, a person who had a store, or for that matter, a bar. And this is a very Jewish business, it seems, to own bars. The Goyim, for religious reasons, could not sell alcohol. So it was a business that only Jews could do. And their clientele was mostly Goyim. They came to drink. Vayhi Hayoyim, there was a competitor opened up who was a Goy. Somehow he got some dispensation. But besides selling the liquor, this guy also had started having roasted pork on the side. Now it was a much more, I guess it was a very big attraction to the clientele. And suddenly everyone started going to the competition. Everyone started going there because besides buying the schnapps, they could also go ahead and they can get some treifa meat. So this is a very big problem. And there are a number of Jews that discuss, is there any heter, is there any way to set it up where the Yid can sell this tarfos in order to compete with the Goy? Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, a tremendous chiddush. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, if your Iker Parnasa is selling the kosher things, your Iker Parnasa is selling the things that are mutter, but now you have a problem. If you don't sell a little bit of the tarfos on the side, now no one's going to come and buy your kosher food. Zokt Aruch HaShulchan Achidish, this is like Nizdamna. This is like, just like when you buy the city, and there's a little bit of tarifas on the side that's incidental to the business, we say, look at it as part of the bigger package, it's Nizdamna, it's not what you're here for, and that'll be mutter. Zokt Aruch HaShulchan, who had been over here? And therefore, if you have customers that come in, and they bedafka one tarifas, and you have to provide it to them, Zokt Aruch HaShulchan, this would be mutter. Just a minute. If you have access to it and it's right there, you have a problem with Shem Yovel Ochloi. I'm not sure what the Aruch...
It sounds like you do.
Yeah, Enechanami. We'll see. The other Matirim make all sorts of takanos about how you have to build a wall in between and have a goy handling that stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. Ma'is Igros Moshe argues very strongly on this Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, Bishlam, you're going ahead, you're buying a city, and this comes along with it. It's one transaction. You're buying the city. You're renting the city. So if part of this huge transaction is a little tarifus on the side, that's nizdamnu. There we have a case of heter. But over here, you're in the liquor business, or you're selling kosher food. Now you have customers that want chazer, so you're going to have to call a chazer supplier and order chazer separately for him, and you're going to sell it. Some people will buy it with a... That's not nizdamnu. That's, you can't go ahead and just because your kavano, your business, your primary income is not from it, that's not the heter in Nizdamna. Nizdamna needs that it's one purchase, it's one sale. I can't divide it, and therefore, since the ikar is heter, I'm allowed to go ahead and buy it. However, since I have to buy things separately, I have to make a separate order for the chazer, and that's my decision, I'm just doing it for revach, even though that will save the other part of the business, Rav Moshe argues very strongly and says you cannot be soimach on this heter. In Achrami, Zorach HaShulchan extends the heter of the ties to that case. Rav Moshe says, Lahadam, that it's one thing if you buy the chain, and in inventory there are a couple of of cases of chazer. So that is very likely. It was a package deal, and it's very yitachon. You can sell it, assuming it was you didn't have the right to say this inventory I want, this inventory I don't want. However, if you can go ahead and order it again, that is not nizdamin. That the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel, but that the Aruch Igros Moshe very strongly argues. No, but that's different. In that case, you're not buying the cafeteria. And you're not the one ordering the chazer. You're buying shares in Microsoft. You can't own a share in Microsoft in the business unless you also have a chelik in that. And that, what they're doing, even though they're being oisik in these things, that's called nizdamin. When you have a store and you're putting in an order, that's very different. And no one asked you to put in the order. Microsoft, they ask you, should we order for the cafeteria or not? In a chanami, you'd have a problem. But when you don't control what they order for the cafeteria, and if you want to buy the IT business, now you're stuck because they are doing some business in Machalas Asuris, there you have the heter of the task. This over here, so it will come at least again, Machalas Asuris. Chametz Pesach will be Suri Hano, will be a different shmuz. Public companies will be another discussion. But as far as this, what we're saying is, if you're buying something, the Iker business is not this. They're doing something on the side that you have no control over, and it is incidental to the business. There you do not have to worry of being over this or of a sphere. Okay, to the extent that you have control over it, it's going to be very hard to use the heter of nizdamin. Nizdamin, in all the cases that we have so far, with the exception of this Aruch HaShulchan, which is a tremendous chiddush, but all the cases were the animal wanders into your trap. You're stuck with it. There's a package deal where the sar is not willing to rent the chazerim to one person and the rest of the city to the other. There are all cases where there's no control, and you cannot segregate it. Once you have control, and you could put your foot down, then the Marshag's heter in the case of when you're investing in a company is, it's not up to you, and you don't have any control. If you do have control over it, and you were a real shote, if you own a good chunk of it, it's very hard to use the heter of an endowment. No. Not the Indian this. Chazerim is more chomer. There is a takana that they made about chazerim because of Maisa Shahayo, but it's not going to make a difference for here. In investments, again, when you're a passive investor, we'll get to in a few minutes, there is another discussion if you're a passive investor. So this is, again, going back to nizdamin, the classic case is that just wanders into your trap, totally out of your control. There, everyone agrees if you're a tzayid, you can sell it at a profit. We have the taz that extends it when you're buying a package deal and it is incidental. And then we have machlokes aruch hashulchan and igros moshe, how far you can extend it. Now the Taz has another case, which is also a bit controversial, but the Taz is Makel again. And the Taz is dealing with a furrier. Someone, his business was buying animals and doing something with the skin, with a hide. That was his main parnas. The problem is that when you buy animals, you're buying animals. Animals come along with, you buy the animal, there's the hide, there's the skin, there's the fur, there's also the meat. Now, apparently, if you shecht an animal that didn't, the hide and the skin wasn't as good or the quality was lower than if you killed it in other ways. So the question was, can you, a yid, go be in the business where he buys animals? Instead of shechting it, he just kills it in a way that the animal will now be a nevela. And then he sells off the meat. So l'chayra, again, the Bach says, this is going to be awesome. Because doing schir b'machalas asuris, you're selling the meat in order, the meat is oimel achila. You may be doing something with the skin and the hide, but the meat itself is oimel achila. And therefore, you're doing schir b'machalas asuris. So to be in this business, where he says, if you want to be in this business, you have to do shchita on the animal, even though it's going to hurt your business, because people do not, the skins will not be as valuable, but if you can go ahead, you're just doing chira, if you're just going to kill it in another way, there it will be asur to sell the meat. Along comes the Taz, and says this is also mutter for a very similar reason. He says when you have the animal, why are you killing it without doing shechita? You're killing it because this is the best thing for the hide. So you're not killing it in order to get the meat. You're killing it in order to get the hide in the best possible way. So it's mutter to go ahead and to kill it like this. Once it's dead, you have a dead carcass, which you can sell it. It's valuable. So the zakdata is, since to go ahead and kill it without shechita is mutter, because you're doing that in order, that's the best way to preserve the hide. Now, after the fact, the animal's dead, the best thing to do with it is to sell it to a goy to eat. He said that is the equivalent of an izdamen, and therefore be mutter. So even though before you know that a good chunk of your business is going to be selling treif of meat to goyim, nevertheless, since it becomes the actual mice of killing it is mutter, because your ikar kavana is for the hide and for the skin, and it's only after the fact you end up with an animal which is treif, that is equivalent of an izdamen, and there you're allowed to sell it. Now this taz is a lot more controversial. And the problem is because, and what the Shach and many argue, because it's true, you're in the business, your kavana is for the hide. However, the meat of the animal is also extremely valuable. And really, you're in two businesses. You're in the hide business, and you're also in the meat business. So even though you say your ikar parnasa is this, since the meat also has a tremendous chashivas, and adarabah, if you for some reason you couldn't sell the meat, then the whole business wouldn't make sense at all. So there to say this is just like nizdama, this is like a treifa animal chanced upon your trap, or it's to be medama to the case of the city where there are a couple of chazerim in the whole city where clearly ikar parnasa is beheter. There, this already is much more difficult to be matir. And here many places can say I'll kopon him if the meat is needed for the business. And if you wouldn't be able to sell it, you'd have to shut down. There to call in his diamond, many places can argue.